Greetings, Internet, and welcome to episode 4 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome internal and external barriers that are preventing them from doing the work they were born to do. Today, I want to start this episode responding to some feedback that I received last week. A friend of mine asked me, why do you say internal and external barriers? Why don't you just say the barriers that prevent creative professionals from working? And I thought about it for a while because how we respond to feedback is important, and I wanted to make sure that I wasn't being defensive with my response. And so the reason why I don't just say barriers is because I'm intentionally defining and separating internal barriers, the things that are in our mind, the things that are in our hearts that prevent us from doing what we need to do. That could be struggling with comparison or perfection, or it could just simply be laziness. External barriers, on the other hand, are all about things outside of our control. That could be how our friends and family respond to the work that we're doing, platforms that we struggle with, and even the systems in place that elevate people with money versus the independent creators seeking to build their audience. I appreciate all feedback, and I look forward to getting more so that I can continue refining and building this platform for creative professionals. Today, I want to talk about something that I've really been struggling with. In the classroom, I often hear from students, I want to make professional work. And I often ask, well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by professional work? And it got me thinking, is professional as a label about the aesthetics of the work being created? Or is it about the attitude of the artist or creative professional who's making the art? And oftentimes from the student's perspective, and often what I'm hearing from other people, is that we use professional as an aesthetic, as a label for the work. A friend of mine was gracious enough to answer this question. He said, well, a professional is someone that has a certain standard. They've been paid for the work that they do. They're a professional. And I asked, well, can a professional make unprofessional work? Well, yeah, of course they can. A professional, he said, is someone that's getting paid for the work. But you can get paid and still make work that doesn't seem professional as an aesthetic. I think we often use professional, the label professional, to avoid having to engage with the work and really think about how to analyze and critique it. I think by saying that a work isn't professional, we are pushing it aside by saying, yeah, it's not meeting this internal standard that I have, and it's just not good enough. How often do we as creative professionals do the same, though? Wow, this wasn't professional enough. It's not meeting this standard, this label of professional. So we stop and we don't release what we've done. Ultimately, I think using professional as an aesthetic label is just pure laziness. It's intellectual laziness. It's preventing us from seeing the value in what we're doing. And it's also preventing us from seeing how we can grow, because oftentimes professional is the pinnacle of our creative pursuits. And once we achieve professionalism, where else can we go? What else are we going to do? I think that instead of professional being an aesthetic, professional is an attitude. It's a way of being, it's a way of doing, it's a work ethic, and it's a way of making work that is consistent and daily in pursuit. Stephen Pressfield wrote a book called The War of Art. This book is about the resistance that artists feel and struggle with as they create the work that they do. And he goes on a very lengthy definition of what a professional is. And essentially, he says, in paraphrasing his work, is that the professional is full time. A professional is 7 days a week, plays for keeps, does the work for money, and dedicates his or her life to it. Professionals don't wait for inspiration. They sit down every day at the same time to get to work. They work to master techniques. They don't take anything for granted. They have a sense of humor about themselves. And a professional is a way of life and being. Now, compare that to another author, Austin Kleon, in his work, Show Your Work. He has an alternate take on professionalism. To him, professionals are rigid and inflexible. He says that artists should take the posture of the amateur, quote, because they have little to lose, end quote, and they will try anything. They're willing to do things regardless of how they come across. Amateurs are able to embrace uncertainty and the unknown. The similarity, though, is that professionals are able to live and do and be. This idea of professional as an attitude means that professionals can make unprofessional work. It means that professionalism is no longer the standard in which we have to consistently live up to, but it's just a part of our process in creating our work. What can you do today to be more professional? Well, I think the number one way to be more professional is stop using professional as an aesthetic label. You have to engage not only with other people's work, but you need to engage with your own work. And that means that you need to stop saying, oh man, my work just wasn't professional enough. I need to try harder. Well, if you never share that work to get feedback from others, it may not be perceived professional. It may be perceived as professional. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because you're not shipping your work. You're not sharing your work and no one can engage with it. So it doesn't matter whether it's professional or not. It's not out there. You haven't done anything. And that means that you, according to the definition of Pressfield and Kleon, are neither professional nor amateur because you haven't done anything. You haven't done anything. And a professional is someone that gets stuff done. It is an attitude. The second way you can be more professional is to make your work daily. Engage in the process of creation. Engage in the process of getting something done. It doesn't matter whether it's good enough. It just matters that you're consistently creating your work. It doesn't matter how much you get done today. It just matters that you got something done today. You need to daily grind. You need to share your work. And you need to repeat the process. Professionals get to work every single day because they want to get better. They want to grow. Professionals want to grow and change and get focused on creating better work. Professionalism aesthetic is a prevalent thought in creative circles. And if we can shift this to an attitude of being and doing, then I think we're going to be a lot more satisfied with the work we are creating. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. I hope you enjoyed this conversation about what it means to be professional. Please share your thoughts with me on social media, and I hope that you'll share in this conversation not only with myself, but with others. I'd appreciate it if you took some time and shared this podcast with your friends. Sign up for my newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, and I hope that you will take some time and just enjoy the creation process that you have. Now get out there and get to work.